USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A second woman comes forward to say former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden touched her inappropriately. Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him. More now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The controversy continues to grow even before former Vice President Joe Biden makes it official that he's running for the Democratic nomination for the Oval Office. Now, second woman Amy Lapos has come forward saying, like the previous accuser, Nevada Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, the encounter with the 76-year-old was wrong.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow up 329 points to close at 26,258. The Nasdaq up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Synagenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
I am highly confident that when the process plays out, that justice will be done.
Attorney Michael Avenatti, best known for representing porn star Stormy Daniels, appearing in court in Santa Ana, California, to face fraud charges. Now, after the hearing, Avenatti speaking with reporters outside the building.
For nearly 20 years, I have represented Davids versus Goliaths as an attorney. Throughout that entire time period, I have relied upon the justice system and judges sitting in courthouses just like this. I will now spend the time in connection with this case and the case in New York relying on that same justice system that I have now subjected myself to.
Avenatti also facing charges on the East Coast in New York City, where he stands accused of trying to extort millions of dollars from sneaker giant Nike. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The very latest now on the continued chaos at the U.S.-Mexico border. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says she's beefing up our Border Patrol agents down on our southern border. Many of the people coming to the United States are seeking asylum, and National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd tells Fox News deporting these people back to their original countries, that can be a long and tedious process.
We can do it with our current laws as long as you train the Border Patrol agents to be asylum officers. Right now, it takes about 2 to 5 years to deport somebody. If you train Border Patrol agents to be asylum officers and give that cripple fear interview initially, we can get the deportations done in 10 days.
The family of a 10-year-old girl who dies after a fight at her elementary school in South Carolina wants answers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Looking for justice for my daughter.
Police say little Reneo Wright was knocked unconscious in that fight at Forest Hills Elementary School in Walterboro, and she died in a hospital 2 days later. Wright's father, Jermaine Van Dyke, says,
and I wanted just to find out what happened, how it happened, and who was involved.
Meanwhile, a lawyer for the family says Van Dyke has had little or no contact from anyone from the school district or police since the tragedy occurred, and no details have been released about what happened, except that no weapons were used. The other student involved in the fight remains on suspension.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.